Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Evangelist Felipe Redlas. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join him now as he begins his message.
How many of you felt the Lord this morning? Oh, amen. So it was real. It isn't just me, right? Hallelujah. How many felt the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. He's in our midst right now. He's in a mist, in our midst right now. Healing. How many of you felt the healing in your soul, your spirit, your body? Raise your hand real high. Let me see. How many of you felt the healing? How many of you felt like some junk, some mess just left you? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what God does. Just very quickly, I'm not going to keep you very long. Hallelujah. I know the services already have gone some distance, but there is a word that God has given me for this morning. And like I said, I'm not gonna speak at all this morning because God already did a work. Hallelujah. Amen. God has already done the work. And those who still need prayer, and I do want to pray for some people, I will be here and after this message and pray with you. So this morning's message I have entitled, The Cost to Follow Jesus. The Cost to Follow Jesus. Look to your neighbor and tell him there's a cost to follow Jesus. Tell your other neighbor, there's a cost to follow Jesus. Amen. In Luke 14, 25 and 33, I could just read it to your hearing. It says, now great multitudes went with him. And he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. I'll read that again. Now great multitudes went with him. With who? With Jesus. Luke 14, 25. Great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, imagine Jesus looking at you face to face, eyeball to eyeball, and says to you, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which one of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man has begun to build and was not able to finish it. Or what king going out to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still great afar away, the king that's still far away, the army that's still far away, he sends some delegations and ask him conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Matthew 13, 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, that which when a man has found it, he hides it, and for the joy thereof goes and sells everything that he has and buys the field. Again, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he has found the one pearl of a great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Luke 9 and 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself and be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his glory and his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you of the truth, the Lord is saying, there be some here standing which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful and above all things desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart and I try the reins, even give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Whatever your fruit is, God is going to give it to you. He tries the reins of our hearts and see where our mind, our mind and our heart, what direction it's going. What are you thinking about? What are you spending your time with? Who are you spending your time with? What are you spending your time and your energy in front of? Does it edify God? Does it edify your soul? Does it build up your spirit? Does it create faith in your walk? Or is it just entertainment? God has something beautiful and for every one of you. A walk in a place, in a position in his kingdom, if we choose to follow him. Here we read in the word that we must let go of everything to follow Christ. Here the examples is that treasure is like a mother pearl. That merchant went and sold everything he had for what he found. Jesus is that treasure that you have found this morning. And we must sell everything we have to purchase it. We must sell our attitude. I was born this way. My mother was this way. My mother's mother was this way. And I'm this way. And I'll stay with this way. You understand that? And some of you are like that. Don't be lying to me. And stand up to your husband. Stand up. Stand up to your husband and say, you don't tell me what to do. My mother was this. My grandmother was this. And who do you think you are? Man, woo, man! You know what? You just sided with Satan. You're doing the works of the enemy. The Word of God says we must renew our minds to be transformed into the image of Christ. But sometimes we're so big and bad, especially you Mexicanos. I don't know about you Mexicans. I'm married to an African American, so I know about you African Americans too. We don't care, man. Orale. Get in your face, loco. It's Are you talking to me? But we have to remember, Jesus Christ didn't come all bad and tough like that. He didn't come, man, I'm Jesus. I wipe you all up. I'm JCK. I take you down, S's and S's, all you at the same time. So you don't know about my power. But he humbled himself. Jesus humbled himself to give us an example. He didn't come all mafioso. He didn't come like a cholo. He didn't come like a cuz, a blood. Jesus didn't come that way. But somehow, some way, we think we need to be bad and tough and cuss you out and show you that I'm better than you. No, Jesus humbled himself. Give me your shoe over here, brother. Jesus showed us how to be servants. Peter, his disciple, said, man, Lord, you're not my wiping my feet. None of that stuff. I know who you are. You're the Messiah, man. I'm not messing with you. You're not messing with my feet. No. Jesus, you're not doing that. You're God manifested in the flesh. You're the ruler of all the earth. You're not going to wipe my feet. That's what Peter said. And you know, that would probably all of us would say. But Jesus said, if I don't clean, wipe your feet, you have no part of me. That's like an oxymoron. That's like contrary. That's like, but Jesus was giving us all an example to humble ourselves, to get rid of pride, to get rid of self-righteousness, to get rid of self and humble ourselves. Man, if I was God, I'm not going to go clean Peter's feet. Man, you're a man. You're stinky. I made you from dirt. Man, you were dirt. Dirt. I'm not going to come down and clean your feet. You're dirt. But God Almighty didn't teach us that. He's teaching us opposite of how we are. No, dude, you clean my feet. I'm taller than you. I'm buffer than you. No, he humbled himself. He yielded. And right now, our church is in, many of our churches are in chaos. Our families are in chaos because there's too much pride, too much self. Everybody wants to be the chief. No Indians, just chiefs. But God has an order to do things, and he wants us to be yield to it, to be transformed. And one of the keys of transformation is to forgive. And what I felt here today in the presence of God, because when how the Lord uses me when I'm ministering, I can sense people. It's like God is giving me senses. I can sense your what you're going through or your spirit. And many of you, it's hard to forgive. Yeah, I'm talking to you. It's hard for you to forgive. Because you made a vow. You made an ungodly vow. You made a satanic vow that nobody, no man, no woman will ever, ever do that to me again. So, whoosh, the pride goes up, the wall goes up. And somebody who really loves you and wants to give you love can't because you have that, you're not going to hurt me. Like that other man hurt me. You're not going to hurt me like that other woman hurt me. Pride. And you know what Satan's doing? Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Because that's what I did in heaven. That's how you're doing it just like me. Beautiful. Pride. Mwah. And where did pride take Lucifer? Took him down. Got to let go. You need to forgive. Those who raped you, abused you, cheated on you, beat you, kicked you, lied about you, betrayed you. Forgive. Because the only person that's in prison is you. You're the one that's all locked up. Where are they? You're the one that's carrying the chain. You're still carrying that body on you. All those bodies are on you. That hurt you, that wounded you, that lied to you, that cheated to you, that betrayed you. I love you and you're the only one. And you find out with my sister, with my own brother, with my cousin, with my uncle, with my father, with my mother. We're living in perilous times, but we can't be perilous times. We're living in perilous times where these things are happening, but you don't have to be it. And that's why we have to renew our minds. We got to be transformed in Christ to believe His word, to trust His word, to live His word, to obey His word, and not to be ashamed of His word. Yeah, I'm Christian. Oh, dude, oh, man, you are a Jesus freak. Yeah, I am. Oh, man, you're one of those hallelujahs. Oh, yeah, I'm a real good hallelujah. When they try to tease you, say, oh, you're one of those hallelujah. No, it's not actually like this. Hallelujah, I praise you, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'd be like, man, don't let the devil minimize you. Don't let the devil intimidate you. You shut him up. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got the power. I remember one time we were having Thanksgiving at my mother's house here in OTNC. No, National City. And these two dudes came along, man, and one was little drunk. He's like, man, he's coming over to our house. And he comes, and he gets the right fence. He says, hey, give me a beer or there's going to be trouble. You know, and we had some alcohol and beer in there. Not me personally, but my family. You know, not everyone's saved. I was saved. They're not saved. So there was beer and alcohol. Hallelujah. And he's coming with this other guy, too. Hey, give me a beer. There's going to be problems. And I was going, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And he went, hey, give me a beer. There's going to be a problem. My mom says, we're all Christians here. We don't have beer. That wasn't true. There was plenty of beer, plenty of alcohol. Said, todos somos cristianos. It's funny how they know. When you're a Christian, you shouldn't be doing sin things. They know. They know. And then my other nephew was, oh, just give him a beer and let him go. You know, I was like, man, shut up. He's going, give me a beer. There's going to be trouble. And I go, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Get out of here. Goes like that. Give me a beer. I'm going to rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And my other brother was there. He's an unbeliever. He's listening to me. And he goes, the guy, I said, give me a beer. There's going to be trouble. I say, okay, devil. I say, you're not leaving. You're about to leave. I go, hallelujah to Jesus. The man took off. Hallelujah. Because when you praise God, when you say hallelujah to Jesus, Jesus is going to come for his hallelujah. And the devil's got to run. Hallelujah is a word that God invented himself to give him glory. Nobody can take hallelujah. So when you say hallelujah, the devil's coming, and the presence of God is coming, the devil's running. So when I said it, my brother saw that too. He said, and he saw the guy took off. I said, okay, devil, you think you got me? All right. Hallelujah. Visitors. How many visitors we have? Raise your hand if you're a visitor here. What? Wonderful. Wonderful. Hey, excellent. Well, God wants you to leave with today is we have to be willing to give everything to the Lord. Like I said, your attitudes, your unforgiveness, pride, self-righteousness. You got to give that to the Lord. You got to forgive and let go. And right now, many of you, perhaps you're just living in a hell at home. But I say pray. Don't let go. Call on God. The Word of God says fight a good fight. Fight the good fight. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Seek. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Those are all action words. You got to take action. You have to be fighters. Some of you, I know you're pachucos and pachucas and gangs and that stuff. You, malditos and tomaditos and drogaditos. Right? Some of you practiced in witchcraft. You know, putting spells on people, hexes on people. Speaking, even you know, even if you weren't doing the Ouija board, all that stuff, say you're speaking negativity to people, just cursing people. You got to ask God to forgive you, let all that go, and die to yourself. And be willing to sell everything that you own to follow Jesus. Even the scripture was saying, hates his father and mother, brothers and sisters. I mean, we got to let go, we got to love on God. It doesn't say, really, I hate you, esposa. I'm following Jesus. Well, you know what? I hate you too. I'm following Jesus. Okay, let's both hate each other and follow Jesus. Hey, children. Yes, mommy, you're dead. I hate you. Oh. So not like that, but be willing. And that example is Abraham. Abraham brought his only son that was promised to him. And God said, give him up for a sacrifice. And he was ready to. Whoosh. That's how much we're supposed to love God. All right. So nobody should be receiving that, though. You know, you're not be killing your children or anything like that. Okay. I'm not saying that. All right. The Ten Commandments came after that. All right. So there was no Ten Commandments. So don't think that God's speaking you to kill your husband or kill your wife or kill your children. I'm not saying that. Okay. I want you to get that right now. God said, thou shalt not kill. But love conquers all. Love conquers all. But Brother Felipe, I don't have love. My parents didn't love me. They didn't express love to me. I don't know what love's feeling. Then you got to get a hold of God. If your wife or husband or children, how come you don't love me? They're always saying something. Maybe you ought to pay attention. As an actor, when I was an actor and I had to play characters, I had to play roles, if I couldn't get it on the inside, because I had to be believable before the people in the movies or whatever I was doing, if I couldn't get it on the inside, there was something inside movie, I began to take it, I began to do the character on the outside. So in other words, let's say I was playing a pachuco, because I played the pachuco in CBS After School Special called Gangs. I played but I never was a pachuco. But I went down to Chicano Park, where some of you were, and I saw how you walking. I saw how you walking. That's why I know how to walk, because I was watching how you walk. Then I saw how you hold on to your ladies. You hold on. I mean, there was a whole culture of things, right? Right, Brother G? Come on, Brother G. Are you laughing back there, brother? It's a whole culture, man.
It's a whole walk. It's a whole talk. It's a whole stance. I want you to see my beautiful stance that I study. Check it out. It's beautiful, isn't it? I know. I studied it. It's beautiful. I studied it. You can say, Brother Felipe, pose, but you go. Because I watched you all. I studied. I had to be a pachuco myself and be believable in the movies. Was that a good time? Oh, thank you. Good. Ask me again. But God is asking us to imitate him. God is asking us to imitate him. Many of you are like your fathers, like your mothers, your brothers, sisters, and it wasn't right. I grew up that way too. I grew up, you know, my father wasn't around, so I was looking for father images. And I copied my brother was only, you know, some years older than me. But guess what? He wasn't doing things right. But that's all I had. So now God is saying, imitate me. Follow me. Die to yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me daily. So when you're following Jesus Christ daily, guess what? You start acting like him. Oh, ma'am, can I help you? Oh, let me pray for you. Oh, ma'am, I noticed there's something in your nose and you're carrying an oxygen tank. Let me pray for you. Alyssa's here today, and I didn't even know that I prayed for her as she was in a wheelchair. And I prayed for her, and God raised her up the next day. But I didn't find that out till 3 years later. You guys should have told me. But she came in a wheelchair here at Amazing Grace. She was in a wheelchair, and God raised her up. You're going to have to hear her testimony. We don't have time today, but you're going to have to hear her testimony. How God raised her up. Not me. I just imitated my father. Daddy, this is what you did, so I'm going to do it too. I practiced the pachuco and I practiced Jesus. And that's what we must do also. We must imitate Christ. And begin to change. The outside will now become the inside. This is what, man, I hate people. I hate people. I can't stand people. Can I pray for you? Jesus, heal this person. And then you know what? You can start praying for other people. And you begin to change. Jesus, heal this person. Jesus, what if this person is going through the hurts, the pains in life, God? Hear their soul, hear their spirit, hear their heart. Lord, let them feel love, my God, like never before in their life. You begin to be transformed and acting like Christ as God begins to heal your body, soul, spirit, and mind. So, church, we got to be willing to let go. You know my testimony. It's hard to let go of things. But when you follow Jesus, you just have to make that decision. I remember when I used to go swimming at Palomar Pool over here. What is that? Las Palmas Pool. Oh, man, I used to love going swimming. What were your recreation? Yeah, Snooki was one of my rec leaders. We go over there and we would go diving, and I remember that high diving board. How many of you were kids and went there? Raise your hand. Oh, yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. You remember when you go, yeah. Do you remember when you first went over? I mean, all, you know, people are diving off there, and they're like, it's your first time. You're climbing up there, and like, and then you're like, oh, that's not all that high. And then you, and all of a sudden, oh, man, this is high. Do you remember that? And everybody's looking at you. And, man, and you know what? Probably some of you walked off and said, no, I'm not doing this. Yeah. But some of you finally got the courage enough to say, man, I'm doing this. I'm not going to die. I'm going to dive off. And they would tell you, right? Look at your belly. Yeah, you remember those days, right? And, man, I used to love diving out that board. But it was scary at first. But once you jump off, there's no going back. You can't go in the middle air and say, wait a minute. But we have to jump off the diving board for the Lord and not go back. Sell everything that you have. That's hate. Say, mother, father, brother, and sister, love less. Love God more. Love God more. Go after him. Chase after him. Seek him. If you're not praying, begin to pray. Begin to seek God. Get yourself up in the morning and begin to worship God. Begin to read your word. But Brother Felipe, I'm not a good reader. Neither was I. But begin to read and God will help you. God will bless you. And God will begin to teach you and heal your mind. The Lord loves you, church. The Lord is able to set you free, to deliver you. Hallelujah. He is able. 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 Whatever you're going through, he is able. Hallelujah. There is nothing impossible with God. With God, all things are possible. What is the greatest commandment? Whoa, 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 what? That's, man, you guys are awesome. Who taught you that? Pastor Fee. Amen. Love the Lord thy God with some of your heart, with 99% of your spirit, with all your heart, your soul. And what's the second greatest commandment? Ooh, love your neighbor as yourself. Which one of you right now has ever gone to your neighbor and said something kind or bread or, amen, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. And you know some neighbors are, man, caramba. But love them. Yeah, I know, choke them. Oh, is that right? But, you know, you might want to bring something with a scripture attached. Hey, I want to invite you to church where I go to. Make a piece of bread. Make something for. Love your neighbor.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer. And be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them And to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.